We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Siman Reish Samach Beis. Just for a few moments. The Mechaber tells us, Yilbash Begadav Hanoim, that a person on Shabbos should make sure that their clothes are especially nice. V'yismach Mavias Shabbos Kiyot Zalikras HaMelech or Kiyot Zalikras Chos HaMakal. A person should have the same excitement, although it's something which occurs every week. The same enjoyment and excitement and enthusiasm as one would to see a king as well as a bride and groom. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, when it comes to the obligation that one should wear nice clothes, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'yelech behen ad motzi Shabbos achar havdalah. When it comes to wearing Shabbos clothes, it's supposed to be on Shabbos. It's not that we wear a nice suit for shul, and then when we get home, we take it off and change to our Bermuda shorts or whatever you feel comfortable in. When it comes to Shabbos, we wear the Shabbos clothes all the way until after Havdalah. And it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos, quoting the words of the Kaf HaChaim, he says, the Nefesh Yisera eino holechas legamri ad achar su'udas melav malka. We know that when it comes to Shabbos, we have this Neshami Yisera. So because of this Neshami Yisera, person doesn't lose this Neshami Yisera, even though some say the symbolism of the Besamim is that the Neshama Yisera leaves, and therefore you need to revive yourself as you've lost part of yourself, if you will. But according to the Kaf HaChaim, it can extend itself all the way until the Malav Malka. And therefore he says that instead of just waiting, as the Mishnah Berurah suggests, until Havdalah, that the Kaf HaChaim says that one should, for the Malav Malka, which of course you have to have a Malav Malka, you should wear your Big Day Shabbos for that as well. The Yeshar Kosvin, and there are those that write even more, brought down the Sefer Leket Yosher, he says that Sheyesh Lelech B'Motzi Shabbos B'Bnei Shabbos Ad Hashena. That it even extends itself beyond the Malav Malka, but until a person goes to sleep, a person should wear their B'Bnei Shabbos. So unlike the Minhag Oilam, as soon as Shabbos is over, they put on their Saturday night attire, and what they do on Saturday night itself may be an issue, but it's brought down that there is an Indian, because of Kavod Shabbos, that one should continue to wear such begadim extended all the way throughout Saturday night.